Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Stones of My Accusers by Tracy Grote, narrated by Rachel Botchin. Prologue. Jorah watched as Annika marked the height of the child with the flat of her hand and scored the limestone wall with her thumbnail. The child stood back and watched the addition of his newest notch. The occasion was a solemn one, Jorah could tell, a mysterious bargain struck between the old woman and the little street scamp. After making the mark, Annika pursed her lips and, with a mistrustful look at the boy, bent to examine the distance between the last notch and the fresh one. The mistrust turned to surprise, and her fists went to her hips. She regarded the child with suspicious interest.
"Well, Jotham, what have you to account for nearly 2 fingers' spans of growth? Are you wearing sandals?"
"No, Annika," the child said, lifting a foot for examination. "I have been eating the loaves."
One eyebrow came up. "Every day?"
"Every day," he nodded, dark eyes large in his thin face. She glared at him a moment more. Then the eyebrow came down.
"Good boy."
His face broke into a sunny smile, and he turned to skip to the tall cupboard in the kitchen. He waited until Annika got there, and she reached to take down a wooden box. Jorah could not see what she gave Jotham, but the boy received it with a smile, then scurried through the kitchen and out the door. Annika watched him go, smiling fondly.
"Little rogue."
Seated at the table, Jorah looked out the window to watch him dash away.
"Little ungrateful wretch, I didn't hear a thank you."
Annika replaced the box. "One thing at a time." She turned to the shelves and took down the cups to set them on the table. She waved a few fruit flies from the pitcher of watered wine and set it next to the cups. Then she set out a loaf of spiced honey cake and fetched a few plates. Gazing out the window, chin on her fist, Jorah murmured,
"It's hard to think of him as a boy, but he was, you know, a little boy like that."
Annika hesitated only a second as she sliced the bread.
"Which him would you be speaking of?" "You know."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?